important altcoin update.
We have some insane news from four of the hottest projects in all of crypto.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we have some important updates for four of the absolute hottest altcoins in crypto.
This is a very important episode. These projects are revolutionizing crypto right now as we speak. We were early to all four of them. Kudos to the research. I think, you know, we're constantly digging through these projects for you and then trying to bring the best ones to the forefront. But we understand that there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes that maybe you're not familiar with. So what we've done is we've compiled all the most important information that you need to know about as a potential holder or a future holder of these projects.
For sure. So let's jump right into it. We're going to start with one of the hottest altcoins, I would say possibly the hottest altcoin on social media right now. It's OPSEC. So if you've been following us, as Josh said, we got into OPSEC very early. It's been on an absolute tear, fueled by, you know, its potential, its integration with BitTensor, mining some things. But the reason we want to talk about OPSEC today is because not only has it been on a massive tear, but they've revealed some insane catalysts for the rest of the year that could fuel them to, obviously not financial advice, but I could see this thing going to $1 billion market cap or more.
Oh, honestly, yeah, definitely 100%. They've recently made a very important upgrade to their website. So if you guys want to look them up, it's opsec.computer now, old website. I think it's still up, but this is where you can find all your more relevant information to do your own research. This is a project that, if you weren't familiar, has formed an official partnership with TensorRage, one of the official subnets on BitTensor. And that has led to, you know, the BitTensor effect that we've alluded to,
yep,
which has caused OPSEC to absolutely skyrocket. And I think that is really huge because it allows for seamless one-click setups to start mining TAO, right? So OPSEC is integrated with BitTensor. I think it's one of the most important updates that you need to know about.
And, you know, that's really just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what it's the product that we're talking about with OPSEC. They've got three main things that we're going to talk about right now. The first is the Cloudverse, right? So Cloudverse is basically connecting all kinds of projects in this cloud mining software. So you're going to be able to, you know, offering nodes, validators, and all kinds of mining opportunities across BitTensor, Celestia, Optimism. You can find a massive list of all of the potential coins that you can mine via the cloud on the OPSEC website. But if you go on their social media and their website, you can see a preview of the Cloudverse. This website could absolutely change the game in terms of cloud mining crypto forever, because people just can't, it's very hard to set up a physical mining rig in your house. But OPSEC is building the cloud version of mining, and with integrating with projects like BitTensor and Celestia, two of the hottest projects in crypto, this is amazing.
This is a big problem solved because, like, Vitalik has come out and said some stuff around this where Ethereum is essentially centralized because 75% of their nodes are on centralized servers. I think it's like something like 2/3 of their nodes are set up on AWS. Mm. So hypothetically, if AWS ever went down or there was a decision maker who said, okay, let's do, then Ethereum is going to run into some difficulties. With Cloudverse, you can actually set up these nodes that are decentralized to allow for the true decentralization of these networks.
For sure. Yeah. So Cloudverse is obviously propelling OPSEC to new heights. And then when we look further down the roadmap for OPSEC, we have the CloudSec router. So this is a physical hardware device that OPSEC keeps teasing on social media and on their website. But from what we know now, it's going to be, this is like an, you know, a real hardware device that's going to allow anonymous communication over public networks and feature one-click node deployment. So this is now going one step further than their whole Cloudverse, you know, cloud computing. This is now offering a physical device which will integrate with the Cloudverse and offer physical mining integrated with the cloud. So this is, you can just see OPSEC is building something truly special here.
Yeah, and then I think the last one that came out, and this is revolutionary, is the fact that they're becoming an AI layer one blockchain. Mm. This is so revolutionary and so important to understand. I think we're going to end up doing a standalone episode just on this segment alone. So make sure you guys are following and subscribing along for that, because that one's going to be an absolute banger.
For sure. We've seen how popular Arai Chain has gotten. So now OPSEC is going to be going down that path. In addition to the Cloudverse and the CloudSec router, man, OPSEC is a banger.
Hold on. There's a couple other things that we have to highlight here. Okay. One is their new CBDO.
Right.
Chris Williams, marketing campaigns for several top 100 projects. He also brought a newly launched project to $1 billion market cap in less than 3 weeks. Another thing I wanted to highlight was they just onboarded Officer CIA, who works hand in hand with Vitalik Buterin for cloud computing and security. So Vitalik Buterin himself has thanked him. We'll try to get the article up on the screen there, but he's helped with huge security issues with Ethereum. So adding that guy to this team, that just speaks so much to OPSEC and what they're building here.
Not only is the roadmap absolutely stacked with catalysts, but they're adding insane people to the team. OPSEC, there's a reason why this is one of the hottest projects in crypto, and not financial advice, but we think this run could continue for a long time.
Absolutely. So that was our first, let's say, DPIN play. Let's jump into the next DPIN play.
Yeah, so DPIN, again, has been one of the hottest narratives in crypto over the past, like, say, 3 to 4 months. And another project that you're probably familiar with that we got into, again, early before it exploded is Syntropy. The ticker is Noia. Now, one of the things that's been propelling Noia is their reveal of their entire new roadmap, which we covered, I don't know, we started covering this, 3-4 months ago? They said, Syntropy, we know Syntropy's been building for a very long time, but they revealed this whole new roadmap, which leads up to the release of their mainnet in, I think, maybe the end of the year. So now they're starting to kind of tick these boxes, and Syntropy's really getting hot.
So this project allows for decentralized blockchain data access in real time. So you can almost imagine this as like a small cap version of Chainlink.
Right.
So Chainlink allows you to bring data from off-chain and bring it on-chain, real-world data. And this is taking on-chain data and providing it to Web3 dApps and the real world in real time. So it's doing the opposite, if you will. They've now provided, and this is really huge, public access to this data now.
Yeah, that's huge.
So, and the NOI token is used for gas. So public access is now live.
Yeah, so basically Syntropy is now launched to the public and in fully interoperable Web3 data streaming oracle. So any blockchain around Web3, you name it, they can all start communicating with each other and sending data across the entire world of Web3. Now, we've known this is coming for a long time, but the launch of Silverstone now leads into their next main, roadmap catalyst, which is leading up to Monaco, which will be the launch of their mainnet. And as you mentioned, because the NOI token is going to be used for gas, you can think of it as gas for data. And as we know, data is by far the most valuable and most important thing for building anything on the internet, whether it's Web2 or Web3. So when Noia is going to be used as payment for data, you can see the token demand and utility go absolutely through the roof. This is one of the hottest projects I can see in crypto because, look, we've seen what happened with Chainlink. Chainlink is now working with all these Web2 companies bring onto Web3. But there was a missing piece within Web3, the Web3 version specifically of Chainlink, and I think that's Syntropy.
It's absolutely Syntropy. This is the data layer for Web3, and it's chain agnostic. When you're chain agnostic, adding new blockchain data streams is super, super easy, where now, as soon as this went public, they're already working with Osmosis. Right. So that was a quick, this is a top 100 project already working together now for these data streams. They also have a tool that's connected directly to Uniswap, so that'll give traders instant and clear access to slippage rates in real time, which is really important when you're dealing with gas fees and all these other things. And we already know that Syntropy is already at the forefront of this new technology called DARP, their intellectual property that they have. This is like a distributed anonymous routing protocol that Syntropy uses to find the best pathways on the internet. So it also speeds up latency for gaming, Web3, Metaverse, all these things that have been coming out. So there's multiple use cases for Syntropy, speeding up the internet, which can be used everywhere, but also the data availability.
For sure. I mean, we always knew, if you've been following us for a long time, you know that we've actually been talking about Syntropy for multiple years. We always knew when we came across Syntropy, we were like, all right, these guys are building something really, really unique and different. I think a lot of people didn't really understand the project when we first started talking about it because it was still early days.
Very technical.
Yeah, it is. It's more technical than like your gaming project, right? But I think the massive catalyst was like, look, they released this whole new roadmap. They made it easier for people to understand. And now they're launching this to the public. So I think the sky is the limit for Syntropy. So this is a project I can see continue to run for the rest of the year and beyond.
I honestly think like with the four projects we talk about today, if you just held those four for the rest of the bull run, you'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, and we do.
Yeah.
We
hold all four of these. We love them. We've been talking about these for Syntropy for a couple of years now.
Yep.
OPSEC recently for the past couple of months.
Yep.
And then these other two we've been holding for a while as well.
For sure. So let's move on to the third of these absolutely red hot crypto projects. And we're going to move away from DPIN into the AI sector, which everybody knows and love. Let's talk about PAL. What's going on with PAL?
PAL, baby. This thing is nonstop deliver. I think we're getting better now at identifying teams that are relentless at getting things done.
Yep.
Some of these teams are lazy. There's like lack of updates, fucking things don't work on the website, et cetera. PAL has a sick website.
Just updated.
Brand new. Yep. Yeah. But they're making some really amazing partnerships. You know, on their Twitter, they constantly announce like now working at this company, now work. Well, those are essentially people who have integrated the Telegram bot. PAL is one of the top revenue generators in all of crypto. I think even more so than Chainlink.
Wow.
And they are sharing that with their community. So they made an adjustment with the APY. Like, this is like a big knock that it's like, oh my God, I'm only getting 15% now, PAL.
It was a lot more before.
It was a lot more. It was like 40%. But now you get 93% revenue share.
Huge.
Like, I checked my PAL rewards the other day. And like, holy fuck, I'm getting a lot of rewards.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd rather the revenue share than additional PAL. I mean, either or, but
both pretty good.
But they have some catalysts coming up that we can talk about here that's going to lead to additional revenue generation.
For sure. So the first thing, and it's probably the thing that people that follow PAL are most familiar with, is PAL X, right? And PAL X is getting closer and closer to official launch. So what PAL X is going to be is a whole new kind of branch of their Telegram bot. It's going to be using AI to help people do all kinds of advanced crypto trading functions that are maybe too complex for people to do outside of it, but it's going to be all available pro trading AI crypto strategies all through the PAL bot, right? So it's like you can type in, you know, buy PAL token or buy OPSEC at this price and sell at this price. Boom, does it for you.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty fucking cool.
It's all your crypto, like all essential crypto tools in one spot. And it looks fucking sharp. Mm-hmm. Like it looks, we'll try to get up on the screen here for you guys, but it's got access to historical trading data. You can do quick swaps. You can make custom lists of tokens. You can also like categorize like your favorite influencers and stuff on there as well.
Yeah, so it's a research tool, it's not only crypto trading, but it's AI powered crypto research, which is something that we've been loving a lot lately.
Yeah, super, super cool. So I think that app could be, you know, we talk about mass adoption, all these things. You know, people are coming to crypto. This is going to be one of those apps I think I could see a lot of people really using.
For sure.
Another integration that's going to bring a shit ton of revenue to PAL moving forward, which they only just did like a tiny little tweet about it, but this is what we do. We try to find what's going to happen before it happens so we can get you guys in early, and that's going to be the integration of Gamblefy.
I love this.
Bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know we love Gamblefy on this show. We've talked about some projects in the Gamblefy narrative over the past that we love. Now, PAL is going to be bringing AI bot, AI assistant sports betting features into your Telegram group, your project, all via the PAL bot. So AI sports research, real-time sports data, customizable to any sport, any sort of sport behavior. And then you're going to be able to actually do like real-time bets, parlay bets, prop bets, all with AI via PAL.
Look how much revenue Rollbit generates.
Yeah. Big time.
We're talking about PAL, which already has like 3 million active users across all their platforms. they already have the audience. So they're all going to start using fucking this app and the amount of revenue these guys are going to generate. If you're a staker right now of Powell, I think you're like long term, you're going to be very satisfied.
Yeah.
Because so right now, only 45% is staked. The payout last one was $400,000 distributed among stakers.
Huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you're going to be able to, people are going to be able to make like, again, just like they've been doing with the first Powell Telegram bot, projects going to be able to make white label clone versions of this Powell sports betting bot.
Yeah.
And sports betting industry is exploding over the world massively. We see it state by state, country by country. Sports betting is taking over the world. Regardless of what you think of gambling and stuff, it's happening.
Yeah.
So to see AI integrated into it, you know, we talk about FXI, how we like how they're integrating AI with sports betting. Well, Powell is also integrating AI with sports betting in a bit of a different way. Mm. So I think there's room for Powell in to work with all these other sports betting companies. And this is something that no one saw coming.
Yeah.
So it's just another feather in Powell's hat.
And then they have a Fetch AI partnership rolling out as well. There hasn't been any details around that, but Fetch AI is like one of the leading, it's like top 50 projects or something from an AI perspective.
Yeah, it's one of the top three, you know, obviously BitTensor, and then you have like Fetch and, you know.
From a market cap perspective. Yeah. So this is a pretty big partnership in the making here. So follow along because we'll have some updates around that.
For sure. So yeah, Powell is one of our, you know, longer and stronger holdings. Pretty exciting things there. And connection to Powell, you know, this is kind of in the same realm as Powell, is the fourth and final red hot altcoin, and that is AIT. So why has AIT been so hot lately?
This is the first and only existing crypto protocol to become a subnet on BitTensor.
Yep.
Like
the BitTensor effect.
Well, hello, we're talking about BitTensor, which is currently sitting around like a $12 billion fully diluted market cap. This is one of the subnets. That's one of the only 32 subnets. There's people, we just interviewed one of the subnets on their Tauchi, which is a predictions model. And he's talking about how people are flocking to this ecosystem because of how powerful BitTensor actually is. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a protocol, which is the only one in all of crypto of the 15, 20,000 projects that exist. It's on BitTensor.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money to even register as a subnet. It costs over 3,000 tau at the moment, which is like 2.2 million.
That's a lot.
Just to register.
But as we learned from Arash, the founder of Tauchi, the revenue sharing that you get as a subnet on BitTensor is insane.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, as soon as the rumors started coming out, oh, AIT protocol is, you know, potentially going to become a subnet, people were buying the shit out of this token because it legitimizes the project. So, you know, AIT is like a data analytics train-to-earn AI protocol where people can submit their data and build this machine learning algorithm, and then you can submit data to AIT and it analyzes the data for you all using AI. It's kind of this huge snowball effect with data analytics for AI. Now, what AIT can do as a subnet on BitTensor is not only gain from the massive amount of revenue shared being a subnet, but also, as we've been talking about BitTensor from the start, they're going to be gaining access to all the knowledge and all of the machine learning breakthroughs from all the other subnets.
Yeah.
So their progress has been exponentially expedited.
Yeah, they aim to facilitate 5% of the BitTensor network. What happens when BitTensor becomes a $100 billion project and there's 64 subnets or 128 subnets on there? Mm-hmm. You know, we have AIT on there. It's called Einstein AIT. Yep. And they're looking to become the gold standard for LLMs. So any questions that are related to like math or anything of that nature, complex, basically they're going to make it sharper and improve these models for the rest of the subnets to use.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just something that you absolutely love to see from a project. We've been in AIT. We invested in it from day one. You know, we've seen this thing grow massively. What else did they do recently? Burn 30% of their token supply.
Yeah, that's right. Right? That's crazy.
Huge.
Yeah.
So, you know, the tokenomics are working better. The partnerships are working better. They have staking, some excellent staking rewards, just like Powell.
40%, you get 40% rewards, plus then you also get some high percentage of the, so you receive the AIT, but then you also receive ETH
and
as a reward, but I think they're going to be introducing, you can start seeing Tau as well.
And isn't there access to like a launch pad?
Oh yeah, you get the IDOs.
Yeah,
you get early bird access to new projects that are launching.
Yeah.
Just
for staking. So I'm personally staking every coin of AIT that I know.
Yeah, same.
I'm staking every coin of Powell that I know.
Yeah, same.
If OPSEC offered staking, I'd be staking OPSEC
too. I think they are going to be offering staking.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talk about relentless teams. OPSEC team is relentless. Powell team is relentless. Syntropy, relentless. AIT, relentless. teams build good projects, teams build good companies. We see so many projects come through on Twitter. They contact us, we contact them, whatever. We know what the good teams are. The one thing that ties all four of these red hot altcoins together is they have strong teams.
They're fucking hustlers, man.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing. When you have a hustling team, the community jumps onto that. It's like, all right, well, if you guys are hustling, then, you know, we're keen to keep holding.
Yep.
We'll lock up our tokens. Like, we're here to support.
For sure.
But when the team's not doing shit, it's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you find other projects better.
Yeah.
100%. Hey, look, those four projects, we've personally invested in all of them. As you know, we've been in early. We think these could be massive, massive winners for this bull runs. This isn't financial advice. We're just showing you the projects that we love. If you have any questions about them, hop into our Discord or let us know in the comments. We're always going to be updating you on these gems.
And then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.